the Financial Safari, we like to bring in a special guest to help us find out what's happening in the financial world. Authors, artists, actors, and financial experts. You never know who's going to stop by and bring their unique perspective to the Financial Safari. So let's send it to Coach Pete with this week's special guest. Take it away, Coach.
Today, we're very lucky to have author Pat Struby on. Now, Pat's written a book called Pat Struby is Out to Help You Save Your Retirement from Mass Destruction by the 7 Retirement Villains. And Pat joins us from Columbia, South Carolina. Pat, welcome in.
Thanks very much. Proud to be here.
Well, now, Pat, let's talk about it. You know, the goal for everybody is to protect and plan for a safe retirement, but there are 7, I guess you call them retirement villains, that get in the way of this protection that people are looking for, correct?
That's exactly right. The book is designed to be a fun way to, you know, take what some people consider sometimes boring topics like finances and taxes and things like that, and looks at it through the eyes of the superhero, which is the retirement financial planner, and protecting you from those nasty villains.
And I'm looking at the chapters here. Now, we all know America's getting older, so I don't want to talk too long about that. Everyone knows we're getting older. I'm getting older, you're getting older, everyone's getting older, but we're living longer. And yes. So we have something you call the invisible enemy. Now, what is the invisible enemy, and how can people protect themselves?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those two go hand in hand, too. We're living longer, and the invisible enemy is just a simple depiction of inflation. And if someone, you know, sets out for an income based on Social Security and maybe a fixed pension, they could, you know, if they live a long time, inflation could just completely damage and erode their ability to spend and buy normal things on a daily basis. And they really do go hand in hand, because the longer you live, of course, the more inflation can affect you. So that's why it's so important, before you get into any kind of discussion of investments or anything like that, you got to understand just the basics of setting up that income plan to protect you from inflation and for hopefully a long life.
Which ties into villain number 1 in your 7 retirement villains, Lady Longevity. Now, let's talk about her.
Yeah. But she's a nasty-looking one, too. We all want to live a long time, when you combine the fact that we're living so much longer than we ever did before, and you combine that with the idea that a lot of people are retiring earlier than they have in the past, and unfortunately, sometimes that's not always planned, as you know, Coach Pete. Sometimes either due to health reasons or layoffs or things like that, people, sometimes our clients have to retire a little early. So now you're forced to stretch that nest egg longer on both ends, and just makes it so important that you have a solid plan in place.
And a plan's becoming more and more important as we roll here into 2013 because of the coming or already enacted tax increases, or what they call the elimination of the Bush-era tax cuts, which were part of the tax plan. So if you take away a tax cut, it's a tax increase, Pat.
Absolutely. And it could get real nasty, not only in the future, but here in the next couple of months, as some of these tax laws, then they're not just built for everyone at, you know, the wealthy or the high-income earners. Many, many of them affect everybody.
And we've got evil Uncle Sam is one of your retirement villains, and I assume that's because of taxation.
That's a nice segue. Yeah, and that's not talking about just regular taxes that we pay as Americans. Evil Uncle Sam represents the double taxes and the additional taxes that hit retirees directly. And what a lot of people don't know before retirement is that their Social Security benefits can be taxed pretty heavily. That talks about that, how to know whether you're being taxed there, how to help reduce that or avoid that.
And folks, we're talking to Pat Struby. He's author of the book Save Your Retirement and From the Mass Destruction by the 7 Retirement Villains. I assume you have a villain for Wall Street greed, Pat, and that's one of your chapters too. Why is there so much greed on Wall Street, and how is that affecting people's retirement portfolios? And more importantly, how can folks isolate themselves from this wild greed that's out there?
Well, I think we could talk for far longer than the length of this interview on why there's greed on Wall Street, but it's insidious and it's difficult to get away from. So yeah, the villain for Wall Street greed is Iceberg Ivan. Kind of looks like Mr. Freeze, and the reason I chose an iceberg to represent him is because of the idea that 9/10 of an iceberg typically is hidden underwater, so you don't see the true damage it does. And Wall Street is brilliant at hiding the fees and layers of costs they have on all of their different investment vehicles. And so when we talk about Iceberg Ivan, we're peeling back the layers of all those different fees. And as far as how to protect yourself, first is to understand what you have. And then, of course, it always boils down to having a good plan and a good planner to help you find alternatives.
Of course, when we talk about icebergs, one of the things that comes to mind, what boat comes to mind when you hear the word iceberg?
It's always the Titanic,
right? The Titanic, right? And in my office, I have a big scale model of the Titanic, and it even lights up, Pat. It's pretty cool. It lights up at night. You can turn the lights on, but it doesn't have a searchlight out front. And when people come in and they have all their money exposed to risk in the market and they say they feel fine and everything's fine where they are, and I'm talking about 60, 70, even 80-year-old people tell me that a lot of times. I said, so you feel fine having all your money at risk? And they say, yeah, but it's pretty safe. Our broker says everything's fine, and don't worry, it's just a paper loss when the market goes down. So I point over to the model of the Titanic, and I say, don't you think those people thought they were safe too? And so the villain is the iceberg, and it's what you don't see that hurts you. And even something that's supposedly bulletproof, like the Titanic, was exposed to Iceberg Ivan as well. In the stock market, people have to be very careful as they get older to isolate from that risk of Wall Street as well as the greed. I mean, if you're losing money because of the market, and you're also losing money because someone's reaching in each and every year and taking money out, that's a double whammy, Pat.
It is. And the greed and the risk that you're exposed to, you just never know when that's going to happen. It could be right around any corner. And, yeah, we could have nice runs, you know, for a few years, but there's always downturns as well. And, of course, as you know, that's maybe frustrating when you're in your 20s and 30s. But when you get to your 50s and 60s, it can literally be devastating. It can have the exact same effect the iceberg had on the Titanic. So it's a perfect analogy.
I think it was maybe first or second grade, maybe third grade, when we learned about George Washington and the cherry tree. You remember that story?
I do. It was a while ago now, but I do remember it.
And his dad, I mean, he chopped the cherry tree down. The dad asked him if he did, and George said, yeah, I can't tell a lie. It was me. What's the biggest lie these days in the brokerage industry that they're not telling the truth about?
Ah, there you go. Okay. See, I didn't know where you were going there. That's awesome.
Need more George Washingtons than a broker. Let's say we had a changing of the guard in the brokerage industry, and George Washington came back from the grave and he started working there and he realized it was a big lie. What would that lie be?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I should have consulted you before I finished that chapter. the villain we're talking about here is Systematic Sammy, and he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. This is something that I think in my many years of helping people retire, I think is the nastiest of all the villains. And the reason is because it's so deceptive. Wall Street tells us you can build this nest egg and live off of it by just drawing money off of it every month. And Systematic Sammy has a really strange sounding name, but all he represents is Wall Street telling you you can draw money monthly off of a pile of stocks and bonds or mutual funds, and everything will work out just fine because everything will average out. And of course, as you know, that can be the most dangerous thing that you can attempt to do with your retirement. And as unfortunately thousands and thousands of people have learned in the last 10 years, in 2000 and then 2008 when the market dropped so far, if you're just crossing your fingers and hoping that averages work out, your nest egg can be absolutely devastated and blown away. And it's so, so critical to understand that as a lie that Wall Street puts out there, and you absolutely have to have a different plan than the Systematic Sammy plan.
And that brings a quote that you have in your book here from Bob Miller: you can get poor a lot faster than you can get rich. And you talk about your retirement income plan and how people need to have a real income plan in place. And that's the final topic I want to talk about today. That's all we have time for. But let's talk about how important income planning is and why a lot of people don't have an income plan they really need.
Well, that's a great question, Coach Pete. And I think, my opinion would be, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. My opinion would be retirement has changed incredibly in the last 10, 20, 30 years. And it used to be that a generation ago that the typical retiree would retire with Social Security and a company pension they could depend on. And they were comfortable and they were safe in that way. And now most of the clients coming in that are in their 50s and 60s into my office, they don't have that safety net. They may have some of one or the other, but they've got fears about their company pension if they have one. They've got fears about Social Security, and now you've got to plan for yourself. You've got to change your mindset from building and saving money when you're working to drawing income off it in retirement. And as you know, those are two completely different animals, and it's critical that you make that mindset adjustment.
Absolutely, folks. His name is Pat Struby. He has written the Amazon bestseller book. It's Save Your Retirement. And folks, if you joined us late in the interview or if you want to hear the interview again, go to financialsafari.com and click on the tab that says As Heard on the Show. You can listen to this interview again in its entirety. And Pat, we appreciate your time today and look forward to having you on again in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for listening to the Financial Safari today. Coming up next, we're going to check in again with your local trusted advisor.